Perhaps the most consequential event that takes place in Parshas Chukas is Hashem's pronouncement that Moshe and Aaron will not go into Eretz Yisrael, they will not lead the Jewish people into the land of Israel. And therefore, the question that occupies almost all of the Mefarshim's attention is, why not? What was Moshe's sin? What did he do that was so bad that deserved such a consequential and serious punishment? The story which precedes this pronouncement is in the beginning of Parakhof, the Sefer Bamidbar, the first 13 Sukkim. And the context is that after the death of Miriam, the people rise up to complain about a lack of water. Hashem instructs Moshe to take his mateh, his staff, gather the people to speak to the rock, and it will give forth water. Moshe gathers all the people, and he says, Shimunah Hamorim, listen up, O you rebellion ones. From this rock, can we bring water? And then, Vayarem Moshe es yado, vayach es hasela. He lifts up his hand and he hits the rock two times. Lots of water comes out. Immediately afterwards, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, Ya'an lo ha'emantim bi lahakdisheni le'ibnei Yisrael, since you do not believe in me, to sanctify my name in front of the Jewish people, therefore you will not lead the people into the land of Israel. The simple wording of the text in our Parsha, as well as three other times, twice later in Bamidbar and once in Sefer Devarim, all of those times explicitly confirm what is pretty explicit in our Parsha as well, that it is this incident at the Mei Meriva, as it's known, that is the reason why Moshe and Aaron don't go into Eretz Yisrael. While there is a minority view that gives a completely different explanation, because of these psukim, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim do locate this episode as being the basis for the punishment. Nevertheless, even if it is in this incident, the actual sin still remains shrouded in mystery and subject to a major, major debate. There are numerous interpretations offered by the Mefarshim, but we will share just the three perhaps most famous and well-known of the interpretations. The first and the most well-known interpretation is that of Rashi, based on earlier sources in Chazal. Rashi says Moshe's sin was that he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Hashem explicitly commanded him to speak to the rock, and Moshe made a mistake and hit the rock. Different Mefarshim who go with Rashi's interpretation explain why Moshe could have made that mistake, but suffice it to say, according to Rashi and opinions in Chazal, this was the basis of his error. This was the basis of his sin. And as Rashi explains, the consequence or the seriousness of this is because had Moshe merely spoken to the rock and the rock then given forth water, the people would have been able to learn from this and said, just like a rock that does not hear, that does not speak, that does not need sustenance, and even it listens to God's word, so all the more so, kavachomer, we must listen to God's word. And that, the idea that you have to really listen to what Hashem says, that was an opportunity that was lost when Moshe chose to hit the rock instead of speak to the rock. That is Rashi's interpretation. And that is why, according to Rashi and others, Moshe and Aaron, I guess, as the silent assistant, are punished. The Rambam, in his well-known ethical commentary on the introduction to Perek Yavos, known as the Shmona Prakim, in the fourth chapter, Perek Dalid, the Rambam gives it an entirely different explanation. And the Rambam says this is an example of inappropriate midos. That is to say, Moshe's real sin, the real reason he's punished, is because he got angry at the people. Shimunah Hamarim, he screamed at them. Listen to me, O rebellious ones. Why did he have to scream at them? Moshe, Hashem didn't tell him to scream at them. There's no evidence in the pasuk that Hashem was angry. Moshe decided after Hashem told him to speak to the rock, instead of just speaking and even then hitting the rock, which is not what the Rambam considers the main issue, but Moshe on his own seems to lose his temper and screams at the people. Shimunah Hamarim, says the Rambam, anger is a terrible midah in general, but in this case it was particularly bad. First of all, because he's a leader, so he's setting a bad example. Plus also, it might imply that if Moshe is angry, it must be that Hashem is angry. But as I mentioned, there is nowhere, says the Rambam, in the actual text here, that Hashem is angry. We have many other examples of Hashem expressing his anger about the Jewish people to Moshe, but not in this story. And therefore, it is Moshe's anger that is the root of the sin, and why he deserved this punishment. That is the second interpretation of the Rambam. The third interpretation is that of the Ramban. Ramban quotes both of these aforementioned Perushim and rejects them both. Rashi, he says, can't be right, because after all, Moshe is told by Hashem to take his mateh. He is told to speak to the rock, but he's also told to take the mateh. And the Ramban thinks it's very reasonable to assume that Moshe was supposed to speak and hit the rock. Who said he wasn't supposed to hit the rock? And therefore he rejects Rashi, because if he was not supposed to hit the rock, why would Hashem have told him to take the mateh in the first place? If he was told to take the staff, mistama, presumably he was supposed to actually hit the rock. Secondly, he rejects the Rambam as well. After all, while it's true that the Torah itself never mentions that Hashem was upset about Moshe's anger, but we can certainly presume that they were ungrateful yet another time, why should we assume that Hashem wasn't angry, and therefore Moshe was perhaps just channeling Hashem's anger? So he doesn't like that explanation either. Rather, says the Ramban, what he thinks is the correct explanation is one from Rabbeinu Chananel, who points out that right after that statement of Shimon HaMarim, and right before he actually hit the rock, Moshe says, "Hamin hasela hazeh notzimayim." From this rock can we bring forth water. We notzimayim, implying that it was they, Moshe and Aaron, who had the ability, who would be taking out the water from the rock. It should have said, quotes the Ramban, "Yotzimayim." Will he be able to? Will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be able to bring out water? But by saying notzimayim, they were, perhaps even by accident and incidentally, but nevertheless, it appeared through their language that they were looking to take credit for the water coming out, and that was the ultimate mistake. The Ramban there interprets, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, "Yan lo hemantibi lakdisheni le'inei b'nei Yisrael," you didn't create a Kiddush Hashem, you didn't sanctify a name, meaning not only did you not instill belief in me by giving me the credit, but worse than that, by you seeming to take credit yourself, you undermined me with your word. So we have three possible interpretations. Either they hit the rock, or they got angry, or it looks like they were taking credit for themselves. Nevertheless, as the Ramban himself says, this, and especially the severe punishment, remains one of the great mysteries of the entire Torah.